I just wanted to log in and say Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and are having a beautiful, blessed time with your family. God has done a miracle in my family today. It was 2 years ago in 2013 where he fell on my son and my battery's about to die. So if the phone cuts out, sorry, the show's over. Sorry. It's been a really busy day, but he fell on my son and made him a prophet and told him the order of events and all kinds of things about the Lord's return. And that was 2 years ago, a little over 2 years now. And the Christmas was the very first date set, so I get very excited and very bipolar on this day. You know, it's a bittersweet thing because I'm hoping we go today. But if we don't, I know God's ways are not like ours. And we trust him because he's given us a promise that he's coming very soon, sooner than we can think. I might brush my teeth and be gone tonight. So I'm very excited about that. I also got a real big blessing. My brother came back to the Lord, everybody knows, in the summertime. And he had sort of an experience. He didn't quite have all the rebellion out of him, and God whipped him real good in a beautiful way, not in a mean parent way, but he ended up in jail, and that changed him totally. And he called me today, he called me a couple days ago, but he called me again, repenting for everything. And the Lord told me this time, this is right. I got him good. And the Lord said, you can tell him now. 'Cause I was never able to tell him how God fell on my son and how he did everything, because God told me not to tell him. He told me I could tell him about the rapture, but I couldn't tell him all the other stuff. And then God this morning said, tell him. So I was on the phone with him for an hour. My brother could feel the Holy Spirit. He was so excited. I said, God told Nate or as we call him, Little John, that you were going to be going in the rapture. He told him that in 2013, and that's when you were living in the Castro, in law school, and then full rebellion in your homosexuality. And my brother was like, wow, and he was like so amazed by everything. And he was just, I'm so blessed. He goes, I know, God just, I'm a hard-headed, rebellious person, and the Lord really had to bring me to my lowest point. So I'm finally here at my lowest point. And it just made my day today. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so blessed that everyone that God told my son and our family was going to go in the rapture, it looks like they're totally rapture ready. My mom has been praying with my brother. He's staying at her house for right now till he gets in a program. And, you know, she still hasn't, I hope she's, you know, she has issues against me and my son. She got all the kids' presents, and my son was there. My sister took my son and her to my other sister's house with their kids. I stayed home. I wanted to rest. I did so much. I've been doing so much lately, and this is my time alone. And my mom came over and brought presents for everybody but him. So I think it's a good opportunity for my mom to see her sickness and to let go of her hatefulness and unforgiveness towards me and my son. There's no reason for it. She's just mad because it's God's stuff. It's spiritual persecution. I'm always persecuted by somebody in my family. And, you know, she has to give that up. So hopefully when she sees how rude that was, she has a heart. So she, you know, she might just realize, okay, I need to give up this petty stuff and walk in forgiveness. You know, and give a kid a present. Give me a break. My brother texted me and said it was horrible. I hope you forgive her. I'm like, my son and I, we forgave her a long time ago. We know she has issues. My son knows it. He won't even be bothered by it. But maybe my mom will. Hopefully she's rapture ready. God told my son she was going. But it just seems like she needs to make amends with me. Like I there's nothing I can do. The Bible says if it all if possible, be at peace with all men. But sometimes you just can't talk to someone. You just can't. It just doesn't work. But she hasn't received presents for him for years. She sent a present for him when God fell on him in 2013, and she quit sending presents then because, I mean, we didn't really respond or anything because, you know, Nate didn't want any gifts. He was just like, in the 2015, he said they made him throw up. He's like, get those presents out of my sight in 2013. Anyway, that's just a little family junk going on. It's beautiful, though. My brother's been sending me texts. I think he's going to come visit. I'm happy to bring him to our house now because the Lord's telling me this is a good thing. He'll get in the program. There's a spot for him, and he's just waiting to make sure he doesn't have to do any more jail time because he has to wait on something. I forget what it is, but he has a lot going on, and he's convinced, he's believing me everything I'm telling him about the rapture. He believed it before, but incidentally, when he was in jail, he read the book Left Behind because he was bored and it was in the jail. So anyway, I just want to give God glory for bringing everybody in that he told my son he was bringing in our family. He said other people that aren't in our family, but it's nice to know that we're in a position to go. And if we're going to be here a little bit longer, you guys, it's not going to be much. My son told me in 2015, Mom, if we're still here in 2016, I really think we're not going to be here to see much of 2016. And I told my brother when I was talking to him on the phone that I'll be surprised if we're here and my birthday. And that's 2 months away. My birthday is February 28th. And I'm telling you guys, this isn't just hoping and wishing. Jesus is coming. He gave me another love dream last night. He keeps giving me these dreams. This is unprecedented. He's doing this every night now. And he skipped one night. Okay, but I've had these going on now for, 6 days in a row? This is crazy, but he keeps giving me these dreams of marriage. I'm telling you, he is trying to tell me, I can't wait to give you this gift. It's almost there. It's almost here. Last night's love dream was the best. The guy had blonde hair and blue eyes, which I love, okay? And he had a lot of personality, and he was really athletic. And in my dream, he was really rich and owned a lot of property, and he was giving away food to the poor. And I totally fell in love with him for it. And then I woke up. I was so mad when I woke up because it's got to be probably my most favorite dream so far. Because he was really athletic and we were doing athletic stuff. It was, I don't know, it was just, I like to do, I'm an athlete myself. I really am. At heart, if I had more time, I would do more. Since he fell on my son, I quit cycling. You know, like as I was doing sentries and stuff. But I still do a lot, especially for someone my age. People don't, I just don't, I have an athletic build. I've always been athletic, and that kind of like how God made me. So that's why in my dream, it was really fun. I'm like, okay, Lord, I get your point. You want to make me happy, but now I'm waking up in this
boring Judy, you're marrying Jason.
Place.
You're marrying Jason. I knew it. You're marrying Jason. Jason, Judy's marrying you. I knew it.
I don't know.
I love you.
I love you, Tana baby. Tana called in, Tana baby, wouldn't you like to go up in the air tonight to see our baby Jesus, Tana? Oh, yeah, she would.
Yes, I would. I love you, Jesus. I love you all. Merry Christmas. I'm actually with my fam, but I just called to say hi, and I love you. Merry Christmas,
aww,
everyone. I love you, Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Happy
aww
birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Thank
you, Tana.
Sorry to
interrupt your story. You're welcome. Sorry to interrupt your story, but when I hear blonde hair, blue eyes, athletic, I'm like, it's Jason.
I don't know.
Hey, Jason.
This guy. Hi, Jason. We love you. We love you so much. He had a huge property. And you know, his property reminded me of, Tana, the dream that I had of you. Remember when I told you we were on this big property with all these different levels and you were going around to groups of people and making everyone laugh and stuff and doing all that? You're really popular.
Yeah,
that looked like property. It was the same kind of property. Isn't that funny? It totally,
oh,
I was like,
yeah,
that's the dream I had.
Cool.
Tana, we were on that big property. Anyway, it was like so fun. I just woke up and I'm like, do I really have to be here? Because that was too good of a dream. anyway,
mm-hmm.
Tana, love you. Are you going to go back? Are you guys having a good day with your fam?
Yeah, I love you too. Yeah, I'm with my family in Michigan. My older sister, my mom and dad and I celebrate. And then tonight we're heading to see my little sister, my niece, nephew, and brother. And my older sister is joining us later, and my aunt, uncle, and cousin. So, yeah, big old family get-together we're heading to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm in Michigan. No snow, but it is cool. 30s, 40s, but it's cool.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that's
I'm having
different.
A great time.
Yeah, oh, I'm so glad. Do you have nice and warm clothes?
I have definitely warm clothes. You know, I grew up in Michigan, so I have all the winter stuff that I brought with me to Cali. But the weather's been so sporadic. Like one day it was 70 degrees here and then it was 40. So I'm like, what do I pack? So I read the weather report and it was going to be consistently 40. So that's why I just packed warm stuff.
That's awesome. Okay, Gabriel's texting me. Can I come over tonight?
That's because
oh,
we poop.
Tana.
He has to be in the kitchen. We have to poop.
That's what I'm saying.
In the kitchen.
And we will be in the
yes.
kitchen if he comes over. He loves cooking. And he also is driving now. I can't even believe it. He went from a little 12-year-old that we were telling about Jesus with Kevin here and my son, and now he's 15. And it's gone by way too quick. He doesn't have a permit yet, but he's driving everywhere. He has a driver's teacher. So, no, he has his permit. Okay, so he just drove my sister all around, and he wants to come drive me around. It's really cute. He's just texting me. Can I come over? I'm like you ever have to ask? Of course. Anyway. Tana, baby.
I'm here.